It's the final weekend of campaigning before New York State's primary on Tuesday. Candidates are crisscrossing the state and TV ads are flooding the airwaves. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's latest began airing today.
On Tuesday, we've got a big decision to make. And the New York Daily News and the New York Times already made theirs. Both endorse Hillary Clinton for president.
Clinton is clearly playing up her hometown ties to the state, and in last night's debate, Bernie Sanders didn't shy away from talking about his Brooklyn roots. We're going to take a step back then to look at the two candidates' political histories. First, we'll look at Hillary Clinton, who first ran for the Senate in New York in 2000. Reporter Brian Mann from Here and Now contributor North Public Radio dug into his reporter's notebook to see what Clinton's past campaigns might tell us about this year's race.
When I listened back to my old recordings, I found this moment from Hillary Clinton's very first campaign 16 years ago.
The day began with Hillary Clinton's advance team of Secret Service agents extracting an escort car buried to the axle in Adirondack mud. The scene was the
Clinton was still first lady, a recent transplant to New York State. She'd come to the Adirondack Mountains in late April, mud season, to talk about acid rain. But the real message seemed to be that to win New York's Senate seat, she would go anywhere, even deep into Republican territory, to stump for votes. Her trips that year were so far flung that members of the National Press Corps started grumbling.
I'm a heck of a long way from home right now.
Well, we're glad you're here, though, Greg. Yeah, part of the reason I'm going all over the state in as many places is to broaden your horizons.
Clinton turned out to be a strong, tireless one-on-one campaigner. Her speeches never lit up stadiums, but she kept grinding forward, meeting people, shaking hands. Her first job was to shed her image as a carpetbagger, an outsider butting into New York politics. And it worked. In my notebook, I saw quotes like this one from a voter in Big Moose Lake, New York, named Major Bowes.
No question. I think she won them all. Now, we're all Republicans. My grandfather, my father.
It wasn't all smooth sailing. At times that year, Clinton struggled to boil down her ideas into clear, compelling messages, a trait that still sometimes haunts her today. I found a lot of old recordings like this.
Putting forth the kind of targeted economic help that most observers look closely at this part of the state know is needed in order for...
And even then, in 2000, Clinton faced a lot of criticism for embracing big money politics. In a debate, her opponent, then Republican Congressman Rick Lazio, challenged Clinton for her campaign's heavy use of soft money. It was one of the few times I saw her look really off balance.
Mr. Clinton, you want to respond?
Well, yes, I certainly do. I admire that. That was a wonderful performance, and you did it very well.
Despite those awkward moments, Clinton won New York's Senate race handily in 2000 and again in 2006. Then in the 2008 presidential race, her political trajectory was suddenly blocked by Barack Obama.
Today, as I suspend my campaign, I congratulate him on the...
But here's the thing. Even in that year when Obama was making history and Clinton was forced to step aside, her roots in New York and all those miles she put in campaigning here paid off in a big way. She leaned heavily on all the connections she'd made, all those relationships she'd formed, and she clobbered Obama in New York's Democratic primary, beating him by 17 points. The question now ahead of next Tuesday's vote is whether all that hard work will pay off for Clinton one more time against Bernie Sanders. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann in upstate New York.